Welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast, a production from Empowering Pumps and Equipment as the voice of the pump and related equipment industry. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Empowering Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Matthews, and this is our fifth season. I love being here with you. It's so exciting. And today I have such an amazing guest. I would call you friends now, Robin. Like, this is going to be great. Love getting to know people on the podcast, obviously, but I got to meet you in real life in Chicago, which was wonderful. So Robin, if you'll just start by introducing yourself to our audience.
Sure. Thank you so much, Charlie. So my name is Robin Brookhart, and I'm the president and CEO of Liberty Pumps. We're a manufacturer of wastewater pumps, and I'm third generation. My great uncle began the company back in 1965. In the mid-70s, my father took over the role of president. And so I basically grew up in the business. Spent a lot of time in the facility when I was just a kid, just kind of running around, roller skating even throughout the whole, through the plant. So it was just kind of like a second home to me. And I was pretty young when I started actually doing some work here, earning a little money. Mostly literature. And at the time we had these little green warranty cards that were mailed out with every pump, and people would send them back in all, handwritten with their model. And I would log it in these books that I don't even think ever or even exist any longer. So my history here goes way, way back. And it was very small at the time. I started in the company full-time officially in 1997. And I started in the marketing department. That was what my education had been in. I had gone to school, just a local state university here. And my major was in marketing. And that's where I began. And it wasn't long, actually, before I even started there, I had started my MBA and finished that up at RIT, which is a college close by with a concentration in manufacturing. So I do have a marketing background, and then I also have a lot of a background and a lot of experience in the manufacturing realm too.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's amazing how marketing feeds into this. I always say, there's this technical side to marketing, and you really have to understand the processes that go into how a marketing campaign runs. And then, combining that with manufacturing experience, kind of leading to this C-suite role that you're in, you have to have that understanding in order to grow a company. But I am curious because, this is your family, you're kind of there, growing up in there in the company, seeing it. And, why did you choose marketing? Why did you choose to go into that role?
So I grew up in a super small town, close by. So Liberty is actually located in a really tiny town too, but even smaller is a town called Wyoming. And I graduated, I was one of 23 kids, and it just wasn't on my radar to stay in the area. Liberty was super small at the time. My dad, he was very cautious about putting any kind of expectation on, me or my brother as far as working in the business. He just wanted us to, just kind of explore and figure out what we wanted to do on our own. And so it just wasn't on my radar to stay in the area. And, I kind of envisioned myself living and working in a big city. And the world of advertising kind of sucked me in. I really just was intrigued by it. And that's kind of the direction I thought I was going to head. And it just didn't work out that way. I worked for a bit for Atlas Roofing, a roofing company selling roofing insulation, and I really enjoyed that. I learned a ton. I had a great mentor. And just through a series of events, life brought me back here to Liberty. And I feel like, regardless, that no matter what, my path was always going to lead me back here. And I feel like, the time that it took for me to come back, I learned a lot. And it's really I think it's paid off. I know it's paid off in many ways. And I think it's also reflected in my leadership style as well.
Absolutely. And I was going to ask you about that because it, first of all, I have to figure out like, what is it like to lead in the pump industry for one, right? We talk about the pump industry a lot. Some people are like, what is the pump industry? But you know, what is it like leading, you know, others at the top, in the pump industry?
So here, let's see. Well, it's something I very much enjoy doing, very much enjoy. And I think, given the amount of time, I did not start out in a leadership role. It took many years of, working in marketing and then customer service and then project management. It took many years before I started to have others, or lead departments rather. And so it's been a bit of a journey. I will say it was interesting. I don't notice it so much now as I did back, like in when I was in customer service. It's a male-dominated industry, and I feel like that is shifting. And I just remember like working in customer service and taking calls, and I really loved it. I learned a ton through doing that. But on occasion, I would get that person on the other end who insisted on talking to a man. And so it was just, an interesting, I don't know. I think having that experience has helped me in my leadership. I think in the way that I try to encourage and support the other women that are in the industry. So, when I look at leading in this in at Liberty Pumps, our leadership team does consist heavily of, men, and I admire all of them, and we work very well together, and they just bring so much to the table, and we make a really great team. And at the same time, our, we're also bringing more women into the group, and, equally as talented. And so that just, it makes my heart sing. I feel like, as far as my leadership style, I guess whether it's this industry or any other industry, maybe, maybe it just has to do with being a family business and carrying forward the values that my dad brought to the company, just our family values in general. I just find, for myself, I lead with an open heart. And I think, that's the first thing that comes to my mind when someone asks me to define my style. It's really just open-hearted. I tend to be very collaborative and supportive by nature, so that shows up in our meetings. And I enjoy facilitating meetings. I enjoy that very much. And just ensuring that everybody's voice is heard. Sometimes you get people who are in the room who are a bit introverted. I'm an introvert by nature, and so I understand how uncomfortable sometimes it can be, depending on the setting, to bring your voice forward. And so I encourage that in a way that isn't intimidating.
How do you do that? Because I think that that's a challenge. I think that it's something that it would really help our leaders to really know how to bring people out of their shell, if you will, or to just share their ideas and feel comfortable sharing their ideas, whether they're new to the, you know, new to the scene or, you know, it's a new project. You know, how do you get them to open up?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with our culture. And I say that because as I think about virtually every meeting that I'm in, as soon as the group of us, regardless of who's in that group, as soon as the group of us gets into that meeting space, it's very like we start out just not intentionally, it's just how it is, having just conversation, and a lot of laughter. We laugh a lot around here. And I think when you just, you start out a meeting and you're just talking, you don't dive right into the serious stuff, and you're all laughing together and kind of joking around, it really just puts people at ease, is what I notice. And so I think as we get into the tough stuff, or we're working through a challenge and people are, are expressing their views, we might have someone there who's a bit quiet. And I'll ask them, I'll just, when we get to the right place in the conversation, I'll call on them and ask if they have anything to add. And sometimes I'll circle back around. But, you know, and if they don't have a lot to say, that's okay. I don't force it, but I just want to give them the opportunity to do so.
Yeah, I was thinking also just how you've developed your team, bringing people in. You know, the workforce looks very different, obviously, and we have the challenge of, you know, having the right talent in place on our teams. So how would you say that you brought those people in? And then what would you like to see in the workforce change?
I think we're fortunate where we're located. You know, I mentioned that we're in a small town. It's a farming community. So I would say, you know, when I think about work ethic, I think, you know, here especially, I think we're fortunate in that regard. But then also RIT, which is it's Rochester Institute of Technology, it's right down the road from us. It's not far. And they have at that school, a great engineering program. So, design engineering, manufacturing engineering, industrial engineering, packaging, like all the engineering, all of it. And we're just very fortunate in that regard. You know, we do a lot as far as co-ops and having a really solid co-op program. So, I think that having that talent so close by is super helpful. And we have a great reputation. You know, I touched on our culture a bit, and it's true. Like we like to have fun, and we do. Like we do hard. We work hard. We get a lot done, but I should say, and at the same time, we do it. We celebrate. You know, you go out into the manufacturing facility, and there's music pumping in the bathrooms. It's like, you know, almost everywhere you go, it's almost like you just want to dance. It's a lot of fun here, and we have an events committee that, you know, puts together some really cool things like ice cream socials and chili cook-offs and spirit weeks. And, you know, the list, it really does go on. We have raffles constantly doing these raffles and craft days, and then we'll have wellness fairs. And I think people just, you know, the work is hard, especially out on the plant floor. They work really long, hard days on their feet. And I think that's, you know, typically the case in a lot of manufacturing facilities. And so anything that we can do to really make that work enjoyable, I think goes a long way. And in my mind, I think of, you know, when I think of Liberty, and probably this is the way for every company, but it's a word that really stands out is community, and just making sure that, you know, we have that sense of community, and then making sure that as we grow, that we maintain it.
It's so true. And I was just thinking about Dave Williams. You know, he's the one that introduced me to Liberty, and I've seen him at different events, and he brings that joy to the team or the organization or kind of the evening, whatever it is. It's really fun to have him around, and I'm thankful to him for introducing and kind of, you know, I guess leading that way too, as he's out and about through organizations, showing that Liberty culture, which is I would describe him as fun, you know, and so I think that that comes out of your company and shines through. So good job there. And like everybody likes to have a good time after, you know, during work. That's where we spend the majority of our time. And so I think it's really, really important. And, you know, I'm excited, you know, to hear that you can still have fun at work, you know, even if in also the focus on like hard work, right? Like we're going to work hard, we're going to accomplish our goals, we're going to have fun doing it. And I think that that is what we want. What especially high performers, they like to do the work, right? And it's really wonderful to see that energy that you bring, you know, introvert or not, you bring that energy that you can, you know, have people engaging and being social with your style. So that's really refreshing. So I'm curious, with all of this and kind of that moving in the direction of growth, what does it look like for Liberty? What does the future look like for Liberty?
Well, to me, I'm excited about it. I just think that, you know, we have this history of success, and it feels like we're on this trajectory that just isn't going to stop. And you know, it was last January that we opened up a new warehouse facility that's part of our existing building. And it's put us at about 320,000 square feet now. So really preparing for just growth. And yeah, and there's just a lot of exciting things happening here, you know, just like with in the realm of product launches and you know, kind of, I don't know, maximizing the efficiency of our manufacturing space. It's super exciting. And you know, I think about a lot, I guess with the word future, I think about it makes me think of succession planning and really just you know, for all the critical positions here at Liberty, making sure that we identify people who have the potential to move into those positions. And then also, it's not just that, but it's additionally figuring out, you know, what new positions might make sense that could serve Liberty well, and then who might fit best into those roles. So there's a lot of, I don't know, where we're at, you know, we're just so grateful for our success. And when I think about the future, I just think, you know, it's not going to stop. Like,
Yeah, it sounds like
we're
growth
on this
to
fun
me.
ride.
Yeah, it sounds like growth and, people looking for the right talent and the right fit that can join your team in that growth, kind of taking it to the next level. That's really all of that sounds amazing and exciting. So I'm happy for y'all. And it is, I love hearing that. You know, sometimes when, you're starting off going into a new year, you don't know kind of what's going to happen. There's always that like doubt, wait and see. And I just love the focus on growth. We're going to be here to whatever that looks like, where we'll be there to, focus on that success and the success of our teams. So I'm excited for you. I can't let you go without doing a little rapid fire. These are the questions, the random questions I have. One is, what is your favorite book?
Oh, I love this question. I love to read. I love to read. And I would say my favorite book, as far as leadership goes, is Insight by Tasha Yurick. And it's all about self-awareness. It's a book that I've read more than once. And actually, I think it's probably time for me to pick that book up again. But the message in that book is just so. It's so important, and I think it's so important for anybody in general, but leaders in particular. And it has me thinking about this coming year. It's been a while since I've done a 360, a little too long, but I have plans to do another 360 within the next few months. So that book kind of ties into that whole topic and is super exciting. I love
Okay,
it.
first I have to know more about this 360. What do you mean by that? What are you saying you're going to do?
Well, it's a performance evaluation, and for me, so it's one where basically feedback from it can be, well, it will be very intentional, but some of my direct reports, probably a total of 10 people, and it'll be a sampling. So direct reports, maybe some people out on the line, some family members. And it will all be facilitated for me. They'll fill out, well, basically an evaluation. And it's really just a way for me to gather feedback about me and about how others feel that I'm doing, performing, so that I can, well, get better.
Yeah, lead better. I love that. What a great tip right there at the end. It's love it, love it, love it for our leaders. Okay, this is kind of fun because y'all play music all the time. What is your favorite song, band? What do you like to listen to?
Oh my gosh. I love Def Leppard.
Okay,
I love
she's a
Def
jammer,
Leppard.
y'all.
Oh my gosh. I am such an 80s. I'm an 80s woman. Oh, and I love Def Leppard.
Wonderful. Okay. What is the best advice you've ever received?
Oh, the best advice I've ever received. You know, probably. I've received a lot of great advice over the years. And I'm not sure exactly, you know, where this little tidbit came from, but for me, it served me well is let go. And that shows up in so many ways. And you know, I think it shows up here at work where, you know, maybe there's something that for the longest time I've felt the need to have control over. And it's okay to like let it go and let someone else do that. Or say, like at home, you know, leadership doesn't just show up at work. It's, I think, how we show up everywhere. And I think about my kids and I think about, you know, maybe the things where I overfunctioned as a parent, the ways that I may have overfunctioned. And it's letting go, or letting go is they're growing up. And so, you know, whether it's at home or it's at work, I think that it's important as leaders to be able to let go in order to allow others to grow.
Yeah, and I'll just say also let go if you did over do it with your kids. Just let go of that too. That we're doing the best that we can, right? Okay, and so this is the last question, and basically it's just what is some advice that you would give a young person up coming into our industry?
Oh, that is a great question. And it's make sure your voice is heard. Make sure it's heard. I know, you know, for some people it can feel intimidating, especially for a young person who's just entering the workforce. But to make it known, to make their opinions known, to make their voices heard, and to be willing to ask for what they want and to advocate for themselves. I just think that advocating for themselves is so, so important.
Yeah, and there was something we talked about kind of offline, and I think this is touches that is that, you know, if you're at the table, you're there because you want we the organization, the team, everybody wants your opinions and your ideas. It's going to make the team better. It's going to make the organization better. And so I love that you said that, and I love that it really is a team effort with you. It's a fun team at that. So I'm excited to just share this episode with everyone, this interview with you, Robin. Thank you for your time. And if anybody wants to reach out to you, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can email me. So it's Robin, Robyn dot Brookhart at libertypumps.com.
Wonderful. Okay, everybody, y'all heard it here. Really great leadership being on display. So share this with everyone. I definitely know that there's tips in there that will help people. So if you haven't, like, subscribe. It's a new season, season 5. It sounds so fun. I have 5 children. 5 is like a symbol, which is really great for us to share. And you know, until next time, be empowering.